Queensland Rail's $4.4 billion new generation rolling stock is in further trouble. 2 weeks ago, the state government officially confirmed there are major disability access design faults with the new trains. Public transport advocacy group Rail Back on Track says the design could cost somewhere, or the design flaw or redesign could cost somewhere between $100 to $200 million to sort out. But the state government were made aware of these problems in 2015 when they were contacted by a disability advocate. My next guest says it's become a David and Goliath battle. Jeff Trappett is a disability advocate with Inclusive Moves and was the person who contacted the state government in 2015. Jeff Trappett, hi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You raised concerns about disability access with the state government in 2015, but it's only officially been confirmed that there are problems a couple of weeks ago. Why?
That's a very good question, Steve, and I'm sure it's one that the Queensland public would like to know. We contacted Jackie Trad when she was Minister for Transport the first time to let her know that there are issues, and we're only just now getting the traction that we believe the issue deserves. So the Queensland government certainly has some questions to answer to the Queensland public on spending on this issue.
It took an interstate paid consultant before the government would acknowledge what you were saying, is that right?
It has. Queensland Rail, in their defence, they haven't actually taken delivery of the trains yet. The tender has been managed by Department of Transport and Main Roads. And Department of Transport and Main Roads has brought on a consultant from interstate, principally to tell them exactly what the Queensland Rail's own accessibility team has already been telling them for years. So that has to make you wonder about the cooperation that's happening between TMR and QR on the issue.
Briefly, what are the major design problems with the trains?
We have three major issues that are non-compliance issues under disability legislation. First is the bathroom needs a redesign. There's insufficient room for a person to be able to do a transfer onto the toilet into the bathroom. There's aisleway dimensions which are below the relevant specifications. And the guard position has been moved from a guard that's in the centre, which is where the boarding platform is for a person with a disability on a platform, down to the end of the train, which will make it extremely difficult for a guard to be able to see and interact with a person needing assistance to get on the train.
Now, you had a meeting with the department, the Neil Scales, the Director General, and Transport Minister Jackie Trad 2 weeks ago. What came out of that?
Well, that's where the confusion is still reigning, Steve. Transport and Main Roads proposed a fresh start at that meeting, but then we have Queensland Rail releasing boarding procedures showing that they're still planning on having the guard in the end position, not in the centre. So that fresh start is certainly up in the air as far as we're concerned, when you've got one department telling you one thing and another department working on another design.
My guest is Jeff Trappett. Jeff Trappett is disability advocate from Inclusive Moves. Jeff Trappett was the person who informed the state government about the problems for the new trains when they arrive. They haven't yet. There's a test train that when they arrive for disabled people. This is ABC Radio Brisbane at 6 to 9. If they run the new rolling stock, the new trains for the Commonwealth Games, and they're not fixed, redesigned or repaired, what will you do, Jeff Trappett?
If they run the trains, the 15 that are in the country under their current design, they will be non-compliant, and therefore they will be against federal discrimination law. And we have absolutely no issue in bringing that matter before a court for an injunction, which means those trains won't be on the track for very long.
So you'll sue them?
Yes.
And you'd like them to be taken off the track, so you expect the law to be upheld?
Oh, definitely. I think all Queenslanders deserve the law to be upheld. This is a human rights issue. For a person with a disability, it's obviously a very strong issue, but the way the disability community looks at human rights issues, this could be just the start of it. If there's any slippage in the allowance of one human right, what's to stop the next one?
Now, I understand that the government that chose the trains was the previous government, the LNP government.
Yes.
Now, they've told me that the plan from them was always to have guards roaming the train so they could assist people as the job requires. Can you speak to that at all? Did you know that?
Sure. There's a number of different options to how to staff the train that have been thrown around. One of them was a roaming guard. The roaming guard scenario has now been replaced with station staff providing the boarding assistance as per Queensland Rail's press release to get the trains on track before Commonwealth Games. The issue with the staff providing services on a platform is that it's going to be one part of their job. So we would hate to see a person with a disability left behind because a staff member decides that paperwork is more important, or they're stuck in an office for some reason. And also, just purely on cost, if you were to look at having extra station staff on every train platform from first train to last train, that may be something that can be done in the short term to get the trains on track for Commonwealth Games, but it's hardly a long-term solution, and these trains have got a 35-year lifetime. So people with a disability don't deserve to have to fight this out of budget time every time.
Now, the state government, the state Labor government, have decided to scrap the sort of the LNP's idea of roaming guards, and they've gone with guard cabins, apparently at the request of railway unions. The guard cabins option, does that not fix any of these problems?
The guard cabin is still at the end of the train, Steve, so there's an issue where the guard is a long way away from the centre section of the platform where a person with a disability is asked to wait, and is generally on a lot of stations the raised part of the platform where the boarding happens for a person with a disability. So you've got line of sight issues, first of all, for a guard to be able to see down a crowded platform at, say, Central or Bowen Hills or Fortitude Valley, one of the busiest stations. You may well see a person with an obvious disability, be them in a wheelchair or something like that, but trying to pick a person out that has a vision impairment across a crowded platform is going to be extremely difficult, one would think. So that's why the relocation of the guard is such an important aspect of this conversation, to put them back where they can have that one-on-one communication with the person that they're providing access to. For a guard to have to travel from the end of the train to the centre of the train to provide that assistance would mean that there's a significant time issue there, and I'm not sure whether you've noticed, Steve, but the Queensland Rail doesn't seem to be doing too well with timetables as it is at the moment. Mm-hmm. So one would think they wouldn't want to put anything in place where there's an extra pressure on those timetables.
As I understand it, the guards cabins were placed at the end of, or going to be retrofitted at the end of these new trains at the request of the union. So you're telling me that the unions are ignoring the concerns or the needs of disabled people when they travel on these new trains?
The trains as they're currently designed, the guards cabin is at the rear. And from the discussions that we've had, that's where they've always been planning to have. Our scenario that we see as the preferred option is to have that cabin reinstalled in the middle to suit the platform. It's a matter of having a train that meets a platform. You can't have a train designed in isolation of the platform infrastructure.
It's said by Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track that they believe, this rail lobby group believes, that it could cost anywhere between $100 to $200 million to fix this design flaw or fundamental problem. Do you agree? Is that figure close to the mark or not?
Not being a train designer, I can't comment on the figure itself, but what I can say is we've had 15 trains delivered and there's 60 trains still being currently built. So one would have to think that the figure, if the trains were designed properly and this issue was identified and accepted by government early enough, would have been a lot less. And that gets to an issue that has been raised by this interstate consultant of a concept called unjustifiable hardship.
I'm sorry, Jeff, my apologies. I'm going to have to leave unjustifiable viable hardship and go to the news, but I will take up this issue. We did invite the Minister, Jackie Trabb, but she was unavailable. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you.